This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Ruse your own adventure. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we are the Clue Crew.
And we are defenders of the Puzzleverse.
We are Kevin, Susie.
We are three mental patients.
We're okay.
And let's all look at each other.
Take some self-care time.
Let's all look at each other and let's do our affirmations for each other.
I'm good enough.
Doing yours for you.
Puzzle. Wait, yeah, we're doing these for each other. Our affirmations
right.
For each other.
Okay.
Adel, you're a pile of dog shit.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, I constantly want to smell your hair.
Oh, I don't love it, but I definitely don't hate it.
And you're a pile of dog shit.
JPC,
yes.
People don't hate you as much as you think they do. They definitely hate you, but not as much as you think they do.
All right, Aaron, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. The other day, I thought I saw you, but it was a shovel full of loose bees.
Loose from what?
Just scattered, assorted bees.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. Can I do yours?
Yeah.
You're the type of personality that instead of saying permission to come on board, you would say permission to come, I'm bored.
Yes. Yes.
When
going onto a ship, yes.
Adel? Hold on, I got one.
Okay, okay.
No. Adel is...
Just look at Adel.
Okay,
you can come up with a million of these. Just look at him in his eyes.
Adel.
His little beady shark eyes.
Adel looks like he's about to talk to you about something. I got you. I got him good.
Oh, ooh, man.
Ooh. I feel beat up.
Yeah.
What do you two do for self-care?
Watch TV.
Eat cheese. Yeah, God, I take spaghetti on a long walk.
That's nice.
The wintertime sucks because all the self-care stuff that I like to do involves being outside.
Yeah.
And Chicago has 6 months of winter, and so it's just like that part is kind of a bummer. I will say that I'm looking for a new place, and one of the criteria for the new place is like a big bathtub. I want one of those like whirlpool baths. Whirlpool.
Oh.
I love taking baths, but my bathtub, my current apartment just kind of sucks. So
I'm a bath gal myself.
Yeah.
Do
you do a bath bomb? Some Epsom salts? Chili powder.
I need to buy some Epsom. Yeah, do some chili powder.
I hate it because it stings my penis.
I'd buy 100 bath bombs every day if I could. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll freaking love it. What about you, Adel?
I like to read for some self-care and then travel. Like anytime I can get away to another state or country, I like to do that.
What are your... Myers-Briggs. Like, do you know if you're an introvert or an extrovert?
I'm an incel. I'm a proud boy.
I can't remember what I've taken it a few times, and it's like, I can't remember what it was.
I'm an introvert. I'm an INFP. If
I think
people
that's
are interested.
What I was, yeah.
I'm definitely an introvert. Definitely need to be alone.
Yeah, I can't remember what my Myers-Briggs is at all.
I feel like I am one of those people that gains energy from being alone. Like, I recharge by being alone. But I don't mind being around people, but I don't need to be, like, the center of attention.
Yeah. For a Patreon episode, you two should take the Myers-Briggs. on the Patreon.
I feel like I've taken it for work, like at least two places that I've mm-hmm. worked. But yeah, I just don't remember one. I've taken so many of these because there's 1,000 different, you know, types of these, like a questioner, mm-hmm. whatever that one is. I've taken that one.
We'll do an episode where we do Myers-Briggs. We'll find out what our Patronus is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out which Gilmore Girl character we are.
Yeah.
Hogwarts House. Yeah, Sorting Hat. JPC, you had an impression of the Sorting Hat the other day, and it went a little something like this.
Let's see. Okay, Aaron Keefe. Well, everything in my body wants me to scream Hufflepuff. Oh, but you do have brown hair, so I guess that's kind of Ravenclaw. Yeah? So let's see what's in your pocket. So taffy, lots of taffy. right back into.
I thought this is becoming like a MasterCard commercial. Right, I was like, what's in your wallet?
Right back into Hufflepuff territory.
What?
But let me ask you this: do you have a heart that is good, and can you do the right thing even when the odds are against you?
Not often.
Just kidding. Hufflepuff.
No.
This was a Hufflepuff. Fine.
Wait. A second opinion here. Let me dig into this. Brain.
Also, these sorting pants, I do not endorse these sorting pants or their method.
Down here, see Jupiter, of course. Uh-huh. But you are courageous. Better be my wife.
Okay, that's why we don't let the pants do the sorting.
I'm a freaking Slytherin. I'm an INFP
are you?
Slytherin, you jerks. Yeah,
I'm a Ravenpuff.
I'm a Slytherin for sure.
I'm a Slytherin. Maybe a tiny bit of Hufflepuff thrown in there, but I'm definitely... a Slytherin. You're definitely a Slytherin.
Oh, I'm definitely a Slytherin.
You have a little Slytherin in your butt.
My big problem with those movies is Malfoy didn't go far enough.
Oh, he did just fine. He lived, didn't he?
Yeah, the boy who lived.
Honestly, best characters? Dursleys.
I don't think so.
They had it right.
My like Harry Potter character based on my Myers-Briggs type is Luna Lovegood.
I could see that.
Use that information with what?
I could see that.
My, I took the Pottermore thing, and I'm definitely a Slytherin. But did you guys do the one with your Patronus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's a horse being fucked by a bear.
Oh, yes. Wait. Well, mine's not a bear being fucked by a horse.
No. The horse is given just enough.
Well, then I disagree.
I've always seen you as a bear being fucked by a horse.
Mine's a greyhound being fucked by JPC.
A bus.
Yeah, the bus. And by fucked,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, you're going to take me from Portland, Maine to New York City in a long time.
Cash, grass, or ass. Everybody gets a ride.
Who's our old man Patronus?
Oh, that's me. I'm old man Patronus for this episode.
Old Slytherin JPC.
Just a classic Slytherin. People who didn't know me would be like Slytherin. Just from looking at me.
It's because you look like a young, handsome Alan Rickman.
It's because, and I do get a little bit of a Rickman resemblance, but I think also it's because of my parcel tongue.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is when you go down on a snake.
You're a 7.5 on the Rickman scale.
Aaron, do you want to see how to go down
on
a snake?
Yeah, show me. Oh, he's doing it! It looks like he's smoking a bong.
While jerking it off. And of course, when you do that, then you say, thank you, Snake.
Thank you, Snake. I am so glad I did that silently, because I could have made some pretty sloppy noises. But
yeah,
I put
I'm
those
glad
in,
you restrained yourself, too.
Yeah, I'm a picture of restraint. And the picture's like, restrain this guy. Oh, boy. Are you guys ready for some warm-up riddles?
Love it. Let's do it.
Wow. Okay. Aaron's in love with this.
Why don't you marry it?
I tried. It said no.
Okay. I think part of me thinks that we've done this one before.
Okay.
So we may have.
Great. We've got to this point. We'll accept it and move on.
What runs around the whole yard without moving?
Fence.
Correct. The answer is the answer is a fence.
We a did dog that. Who's on a skateboard.
What is that, Poochie, the Simpsons character? We did that for the Halloween episode, but it was like what runs around a cemetery without moving?
Right.
Yeah.
Five apples are in a basket. Okay. How do you divide them among five people so that each person gets an apple, but one apple remains in the basket?
Five people.
No. No.
There's five apples.
There's five apples and five people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to divide them so that each person gets an apple, mm-hmm. but one apple remains in the basket.
I know the answer.
One person keeps the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Green Day basket case.
It's actually Dookie. Do you feel that?
jerk off a fucking snake and eat it out.
Oh, snakes and apples. Now we're back. It's full circle.
Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Did you say Adam and Eve?
I'm sorry. It's not Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve in my Bible.
I'm sorry. I messed up.
I do a Bible but gay.
Bible but gay.
Yeah, my whole Bible but gay. What's a lifeguard's favorite game?
See how close they can get to drowning before you pull them back over to
the edging.
Living side.
It's called edging.
Lord, yeah.
Yeah, lifeguard's favorite game is edging. Play
God. With other lifeguards. Get as tan as you can. Be like ready to go back to college, your sophomore year of college, tan as hell.
Okay, I have to see a scene. we're going to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you are both lifeguards. Mm-hmm. The beach is chaos, but you only have eyes for each other.
Sup, Tiffany.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
The sun.
So cool. Your sunburn's getting worse. It's going to turn pretty sweet tan.
Yeah, it started to peel, but since the tattoo I got is new, that I think it looks kind of cool. It's kind of faded.
Yeah, you're
I got
very
that Blink-182
appealing.
Tattoo.
What?
I got that Blink-182 tattoo.
What's it say?
Blink-182.
Oh, not even a lyric?
I've never heard the songs. I just like the name.
Oh, very cool.
And I feel like I'm a very blinky person.
Oh, yeah, you totally are.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, those beautiful eyelashes.
Yeah, I like to strut my stuff eyes-wise.
Can I tell you something? That whistle looks, like, so good. Like, you were wearing that whistle. That whistle is not wearing
you. Shut up. Are you joking?
Did you hear my appealing joke from earlier? I'm a pretty funny dude, right?
I feel like that's a shark.
Sorry, can you just swim to shore? Thank you. Did you say I think there's a shark? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Oh, my God. You know, if there was a shark, I'd punch it in the freaking teeth for you, Tiffany.
You're supposed to punch it in the nose.
Yeah, but I would even go one step further.
That's crazy.
You.
You'd tear up your arm. Robert, you're being insane.
I'm being insane?
What? You have like 4 abs. That's insane.
Isn't that
How
crazy?
Did you get that?
Yeah, I've been trying to work on 5 and 6, but they're kind of hiding. Yeah, my older brother has an 8-pack, so it's like pretty rough at home for me. But yeah. I'm trying my best. Like I'm a pretty sensitive
dude. Excuse me.
I'm kind of an artist. What?
I never do this. I'm a shark from the ocean.
Oh, didn't I hear you on Magic Tavern?
I don't know what that is. Sounds fucking stupid. Anyway, I'm in there. I'm eating kids. I'm having a great old time, but I can't help but noticing.
Fun.
You two are crazy about each other.
What?
You're freaking,
shut up.
You're
oh my
freaking
God.
Nuts
no.
for each other.
What?
Shut up.
And it doesn't take a shark to see that you guys want to chomp down on each other. So,
how much longer do you have out of water?
Oh, just
kidding. Oh, he's scatting.
Just kidding.
That nice man was right. Was that a man, right?
I think so.
God,
wow.
I can only look at you.
The first thing I said was I'm a shark.
Sorry, you made your point.
Well, I put on my hat, pick up my cane.
Can I ask you something? Will I marry you?
Do you want to be my wife?
Seed.
All right, so do you have an answer to that riddle?
What riddle?
It's one person holds the basket.
What's a lifeguard's favorite game?
Dunking. Basketball.
Goose. Dunk, dunk, goose.
Wow, dunk, dunk, goose is good.
I bet it's something to do with water.
It's not.
I bet it's something to do with
sorry.
No running.
Sorry. Your kid drowned.
What is a doctor's favorite board game? Sorry, your husband's died.
Operation,
yeah.
That's someone fucking up an operation.
I couldn't remove the butterfly from your husband's stomach. It was one of those Silence of the Lambs butterflies. It was poisonous. And
it was water in the knee. Operation. No, lifeguard's favorite game?
Lifeguard's favorite game. Give us a hint.
Billiards.
Pool.
What a hint.
What a hint.
Wait, I thought you said board game.
No, just a favorite game. You heard what you wanted to hear. You fool, you fucking fool. 3 lives have I, gentle enough to soothe the skin, light enough to caress the sky, hard enough to crack rocks. What am I?
Water.
Diamond.
Yes, it's water diamonds.
Coal.
Diamonds are a girl's best water.
That sounds like a perfume commercial. If what is water but also diamonds?
If you're a girl, drink diamonds.
Water is for diamonds.
Your pee and your sweat will smell so good. Like diamonds. Water and diamonds.
I'm diamonds. I am water. All right, one more. Ready? This is your last hormone.
Wait, what was the answer?
It was water.
Water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of its three forms, I have three lives. A pretty thing am I, fluttering Julia in the Roberts. Pale Aaron. Blue sky. Yeah, well, wow. And Aaron, you look a lot like Julia Roberts. Had a really bad day.
Yeah.
You turned into Ed Sullivan
there. Yeah. A very pretty thing am I, fluttering in the pale blue sky. Delicate, fragile on the wing. Indeed, I am a pretty thing.
Butterfly. Mariah Carey.
Aaron Brockovich. The answer more is like Aaron Keefe looks bad.
More like Aaron Keefe, that witch.
Do I have a popsicle?
What?
I need a pick-me-up.
I need a pick-me-up. Okay. Yes, the answer is a popsicle. No, it's a butterfly. Correct, Adel. You won the big prize. And Adel, and Aaron, tell him what he's won.
You get to stay on the show another 7 minutes.
What do we got for our main rids?
Oh, you guys ready for your main course?
Yeah. I would love some.
You hungry little children?
Please,
are you ready
sir,
to
may
eat?
I have some more puzzles.
We are going back to a book that we've all hated before.
Oh, no.
No. It's not our friend.
The Bible?
The Bible. Although I did pull out the Bible because I'm going to swear you both in as
that's the first time pull out and Bible has been used in the same sentence.
Pull out. I've got to get pull out and come on my Bible. We've all been in a hotel. All right. The title of this riddle is What Drained the Battery? By the way, this is not one of Nathan Levi's stories with holes. Walter forgot to allow for the slowness of traffic in the rain and was late for work. He hurriedly drove into the parking lot, parked, turned off the windshield wipers, jumped out of his car, slammed the door, and ran for the main entrance. That evening, he could not get the car started. The battery was dead. He got a jump start from a coworker, drove home, and used his battery recharger to put a good charge on the battery. But despite careful testing, he never found out why the battery went dead. Can you?
Windshield wipers left on?
Yeah.
Your guess is windshield wipers left on because...
Will that kill a battery?
No,
they
stop.
Walter forgot to allow for the slowness of traffic in the rain and was late for work. He hurriedly drove into the parking lot, parked, turned off the windshield wipers, you idiot, jumped out of his car, slammed the door shut
when it's raining,
and ran for the main entrance.
He slammed the door shut, something broke and water got in.
It was his penis. He slammed. Youch! This one does have clues, if you'd like some clues.
Okay.
You're okay.
Adel and I will take some clues.
Okay, we'll
right,
take
Adel?
Some clues. You have to read the clues as if you're a character from the movie Clue.
Yeah, pick any character.
Okay,
you want.
I'm going to read the clues like I'm a peon from Worldcraft. When Walter returned to the car, was anything switched on or the hood open?
You're just being Ringo.
No. Had anyone been in the parking lot since Walter parked his car and ran inside? Yes.
Somebody had been in the car?
Had anyone been in the parking lot since Walter parked his car and ran inside? Yes. Did Walter lock his car? No.
Well, because somebody was inside.
Yeah.
Someone took it for a ride.
Oh, the car was Ferris Bueller day off, right around.
The car was Ferris Bueller day off, run around.
I cannot believe I'm the only one who gets full stops, dead stops.
I can't believe we let Adel be on the show for seven more minutes when that's the kind of Bush League shenanigans he's pulling.
What are those full stop, dead stop?
Full stop.
Full stop, dead stop.
Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop.
Dead stop.
Yeah, but there's
full
three.
Full stop, dead stop.
Full stop.
Half stop.
Dead stop.
Half calf.
No, there's another one.
What do you mean?
Like, there's another phrase we use. We've said
pop
full stop.
Stop,
and we've said dead stop.
Hard stop.
Hard stop.
Hard stop.
Hard stop.
All right, I'm dead stop.
I'm hard stop.
I must be
full stop.
Full stop? I'll be full stop. So at a hard stop.
GBC.
Can you believe Aaron just went on that whole thing about hard stops, dead stops,
hey,
and full stops?
Yeah.
Full stop on JPC. Can you believe he exists?
Hey JPC.
Yeah.
I think Aaron's dead.
Oh God.
Stop.
Stop.
Poking your body. Are you awake? Oh, she's alive. Put that stick down.
So Adel. I have some great news for you.
No.
You are correct.
Headlights?
Walter, in a rush, forgot to turn off the headlights. No one else entered the parking lot until lunchtime when managers customarily went out to eat. Oh, so this is the time when managers go out to eat?
Customarily.
One of them turned off Walter's headlights, although by then, the battery didn't have enough power to start the engine.
And that inspired, that man was Jacob Dylan.
Would you, if you were out in the parking lot,
I would never turn off somebody else's.
You would
I would
turn
never
off
try and open
else's.
Somebody's car
yeah,
and turn off the headlights.
That's insane. Even if it was at work, even if I knew whose car it was, I would like maybe go back and be like, hey, by the way. And what's this managers eat off campus thing? If you're a good manager, you should eat with the people. You should eat with the people that you manage.
Okay, let's see a scene. Aaron, you're a manager. Mm-hmm. JPC, you're a regular employee.
Okay.
And you happen to share the same table because the manager's trying to eat with the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday afternoon and I just got takeout. Is this seat taken?
No, Denise, this isn't taken, but you sure you want to sit with us?
Yeah. Oh, man, I got my lunch here. I got my best buds here with me, too. What are we chatting about?
My cousin is dead.
This guy, it's jokes all the time. We call you jokes, right, everybody?
We call him Marcus.
But
does someone call me jokes?
No. Denise, no one...
Is this
call me Denise, because I'm Denise's boss.
Okay. Denise,
and I'm called Jokes?
Hold on, Marcus. Denise,
yeah.
We all noticed that you stopped wearing your wedding ring to work a couple days ago.
Wouldn't it be Denise if my husband hadn't left me? It would be Denise
we
if
assumed
he
that
was
you would,
still around.
We assumed that you had
he left
him.
He left me with three kids, because mine is Denise. So are we trading lunches? Is this like school rules? Like, do I get to take like your cheese? What's going on?
Did you just say the letter D and then three?
All right, jokes.
You could have just
jokes
said three
down.
Kids.
Jokes, calm down.
Hey, you really shoehorned in D. I mean, D nice, I was willing to let go because it was funny, but
listen,
D,
jokes.
D3, what is this, the Mighty Ducks?
Wow, that's pretty good. Jokes, have you ever thought about doing stand-up?
Thought about...
Oh.
Did.
Does anyone
Failed.
Want my yogurt? It's not my favorite flavor.
What flavor is it?
But just kidding. It's just plain vanilla. It would be real nice of you if you had my yogurt.
Marcus's cousin actually died eating a butt.
Okay. So, well, I'm sorry.
That's in poor taste. And so is eating a butt.
It would be pretty nice if I got an email about this so I could be more sensitive.
See?
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go.
Denise enough.
It's not deliveries. It's go.
It's Denise.
It's Denise.
Denise a living. All right, you ready for this one? This one's called Safe Smash Up. A car slowly started to move forward. Then it picked up speed.
Very cool.
Wow. This brings us to Aaron's Burn Corner.
What?
Where Aaron burns the riddle. All right. A car slowly started to move forward. Then it picked up speed. Faster and faster it went until it crashed through a guardrail and went over a cliff. It fell over 100 feet and was very badly damaged. No one was killed or injured. In fact, no one was even afraid of being killed or injured. Why not?
Crash Test Dummies.
Movie set.
It was a song
once
by the Crash Test Dummies.
There was this girl.
It was
his car was moving
it fell off
very
the back of,
fast.
One of those tow trucky cars. It fell off of that and then went down a hill, and then that's how it happened. There's no one in the car, and there's no one else on the street.
Tow trucky cars.
Yeah.
Tow trucky cars.
Cars that move cars.
Aaron suggests it's cars that move cars. Aaron, I want to see a quick scene. This is a set of all right, so you're going to be watching Adele and I interacting on screen. Mm-hmm. This is a new pilot called Cars Who Move Cars. It's about two tow truck brothers. But you are providing all of the sound effects for this, and cool. You are also providing the theme song.
Great.
Cool.
Hey, Derek, can I talk to you for a minute?
Whatever.
Yeah, Derek.
Let me put down this guitar.
Sure, what's up?
I feel like the business is going pretty good, but there's room for improvement.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Well, my brother, it looks like we're just two cars moving cars.
At last, my love.
Hey, you want to help
along.
Me move this Porsche?
All right, Adel, you're going to be the network, and you're going to be giving Aaron some notes about the theme song for Cars Moving Cars.
Hey, Aaron Keefe, right? Do you mind having a seat?
Yeah, thank you for making this really me.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Okay, that's the kind of odd behavior I want to talk about, is we asked you to be the sort of Foley artist for Cars Moving Cars, our hit show.
Yeah.
And we found that people aren't liking the musical choices that you've put in.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, in TV shows where two characters just have so much sexual tension, like a Sam and Diane. Or
did you say Salmon Diane?
Yeah, Sam. Like,
is
that
a
fish,
dish?
With that fish that
I brought you
Diane.
Salmon here for the big meeting. Strong boys and one girl.
Thank you, Diane.
You're
and
welcome.
Then Jim and Pam and other examples.
Excuse me, I brought you this can of Pam for the big meeting.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's see, Nick and Jess.
What would this be? What scene?
More sitcoms should play Etta James.
Aaron,
what's
you...
your favorite TV couple of all time?
Oh,
Oh,
this is a tough one.
I really like Sam, but that they're looking that you were right. Cheers is really hard to
watch. Yeah, yeah. It's in a moment in time when things were different.
Got to be Tom Servo and Crow. They're married, right?
I'm trying to think.
I like Mad Men and the Woman, too.
Yeah. I liked Leslie and Ben a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Helen Hunt, Paul Reiser, you couple.
Dharma and Greg.
Coach and Dauber.
Dharma Initiative.
Dharma Chameleon.
I'm having trouble thinking of who my favorite TV couple is.
Oh, come on, JPC. Yeah. You know you're a Ross and Rachel.
It's got to be Knight Rider and Kit.
Oh, I like the people from Pushing Daisies.
Never seen it.
I love that show.
Never seen it, never will. Aaron, can I blow your frickin' mind right now?
Sure.
You had the right answer to the riddle. The car was parked on a hill. No one was scared because no one was in it. And the driver knew that the car was parked and it, you know, emergency brakes slid down the hill and slid off the frickin' cliff. You were correct.
How good I got at riddles.
And with that, we're going to have JPC put down his auto trader, which he's been reading out of. And we're going to take a quick, just like a car does,
by the
break.
Way, I would never use auto trader. I'm a cars.com man for life.
I wanted those brothers to kiss.
Oh, the Pet Boys brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you guys a link to Pet Boys porn.
It is upsetting.
Is it the Pet Boys porn?
It's
you
the
said?
Pet Boys.
It's those three heads.
It's those three
just
heads.
Fucking
it's time
each other.
For a break.
We'll be right back after these blemishes.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's CLARITIN.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor.
Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HENSONSHAVING.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And start your engines, because we're back to more cars.com/puzzles.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. This episode is brought to you by cars. If you're in them, good luck.
Oh, a good point.
You guys ready for this? Ooh, speaking of cars, this one's called Contagious Car Sickness.
Hmm.
With a question mark. So I guess it's Contagious Car Sickness? Contagious Car Sickness?
Sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Right, Reggie, I'm getting rarf sick. Barf.
Rarf.
Rarf. I just rarfed in my rants.
That's my favorite Muppet, Rarf.
Kevin and Susie were driving home along a highway. Susie. No, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you only have two names. Kevin and Susie were driving along a highway. Suzette, a small child strapped into the back seat, said, "I feel sick." "It's probably car sickness," replied Susie. "We'll be stopping soon," said Kevin. "Then you can get out for some fresh air." Less than 10 minutes later, Kevin...
10 minutes later?
Less than 10 minutes later, Kevin shut off the engine and they all got out of the car. But within half an hour, Susie complained, "Suzette has motion sickness and I do too." Susie did not normally get car sick. What was happening? It's contagious car sickness.
Spinal meningitis.
She had spinal meningitis.
It was something they ate. They went past a skunk. It was something in the heater. It was something with some junk. I did that. Last rhyme made no sense, but I needed to find a rhyme. I'm sorry for wasting all of your time.
Wow, Aaron, that was great. And you read that off a piece of paper?
I did. I wrote it. You prepared like that 6 hours ago.
What's What's hard about reading these riddles when you're changing the names from whatever they are in this like book to Kevin and Susie is the book requires you to keep thinking about that. You cannot take a break when you're reading and you'll read the wrong name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any more guesses?
So once they stopped, she was still sick. Did they stop? Did they drive to like a Six Flags or something?
Yeah, they drove to a Six Flags. They drove onto a roller coaster in a car.
It.
Yeah, that's it. That's the. There are clues. I can do clues.
Oh, they were in a bumper car.
They were in a bumper car. The doctor was the brother. Was there something wrong with the car?
No.
No, there wasn't. Good guess, Adel. When Jan felt sick. Oh, fuck me.
Who's Jan?
Yeah. When Susie felt sick, were they all breathing fresh air? Yes.
My skunk thing is stupid.
So the mom and the daughter were both sick?
Yes.
Okay.
Were they then outside the car? Yes.
I think Aaron's right. I think they have food poisoning.
So when Susie felt sick, were they all breathing fresh air? Yes. Were they then outside the car?
Altitude sickness. Altitude sickness.
Oh, the dad's a mountain and the other two are humans.
Yeah, the dad's a mountain. Yeah, Kevin's the mountain.
The daddy was the mountain.
Kevin and Susie were driving along a highway. Suzette, their small child strapped in the back seat, said, "I feel sick." "It's probably car sickness," replied Susie. "We'll be stopping soon," said Kevin. "Then you can get out for some fresh air." Less than 10 minutes later, Kevin shut off the engine and they all got out of the car. But within half an hour, Susie complained, "Suzette has motion sickness and I do too." Susie did not normally get car sick. What was happening? But they were all out of the car where she complained about getting car sick. She's pregnant.
I give up.
The baby, Adel, are you ready for this?
No.
You are not the father.
Wow.
Aaron?
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's me. I'm the father.
You are not the father.
Oh, you are the father.
JPC, you are not the father. But we took a random sampling of Aaron, Adel, and JPC's DNA, and I'm proud to admit that is nothing. Doing that gets you nothing. We wasted a lab tech's time and we ruined a beaker.
Our three DNA put together is so awful that it burned through glass.
Our three DNA combined together is actual iguana DNA. We make an iguana.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, the three of us together, it really does have an evil, evil aura to it.
I think if the three of us just cleared out all these mics and just fucked right here and now, we could make an iguana.
I would immediately fall asleep. I'd be so bored. I'd be so bored.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bored too. Because I like my sex like I like my outreach.
Go on.
Missionary.
Yeah, I will say during sex, you're always trying to convert me.
You're does anyone have any guesses? No guesses? No more guesses?
It's got to be something they ate, or it's got to be...
It's not something they ate.
Were they both in the back seat or something? Like, was it, like, the positioning in the car?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the positioning in the car. I will say that Suzette was actually motion sick from being in the car, but that's not the same thing that was happening to Susie.
And we're sure the dad's not a mountain.
I'm not sure of that, and I never will be, because I refuse to look it up.
Isn't Suzette a character from Les Mis?
Suzette.
Oh, that's Cosette.
How do you do? My name's Suzette. These are my people in my past. No much to look at, nothing but nothing that you call up to scratch.
Master
this
of the house,
school,
my M&M Suzette.
Society, doing along the family shell.
I dream the dream of mountain dead.
But what the hell?
What's what?
Let me finish. If you're poor, if you're free, follow me. Follow me! It's Gavroche.
Gavroche.
My name's Gavroche. That's my favorite moment in musical theater history, is that intro.
That my name's Gavroche?
A little boy in a hat popping out of nowhere and going, how do you do? My name's Gavroche. Hello.
Hi, Gavroche. Before you say another word, Javert. Because I played Javert, and whenever I can't say it at all, which is why Russell Crowe did it.
You look like a Javert.
But before, as Marius would sing, no, not Marius.
Can we call you Javert
Jean,
and Keith?
Jean Valjean would say, before you say another word, Javert, mm-hmm. I would always say hump, real soft under my breath.
Like
always got a
like
laugh.
When? Where?
Hump.
Before you say another
hump.
Word,
hump.
So the
hump,
bar was
hump.
Pretty low. And these same people, they laugh at anything?
It was only for me.
I did this bit in one of the Patreon episodes where I sing stars in a Boston accent. That's my favorite thing. It makes my friend Mackie laugh so hard. The Javert song?
No. Yeah. I don't remember. That's like the suicide song, right?
Yeah, when he goes, stars in their multitude, scarce to be counted, fill in the darkness with order and light.
I don't remember you doing that.
I don't remember you doing that. You must have been doing it in your head while we were...
Yeah, God be my witness. It's my favorite bit to do.
Okay. Kevin had, as he had planned, stopped the car in a ferry boat. Susie became seasick. Suzette had regular motion sickness, and Susie technically had motion sickness, but it was the sickness of the sea, or as I like to call it, eating at Arby's.
That was fun.
The sickness of the sea. All right, you ready for one?
That was a pretty good riddle.
Well, Adel, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And my 7 minutes are up.
Goodbye, Adel. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. He's getting
He's
in a
boat.
Leaving
in a blimp. Oh, shit.
Oh,
well, no, let's make this
improv.
Work. Let's make this work. How do we marry these two? How do we marry these two
a
ideas?
A blimp that's painted like a boat.
That's fucking golden. Yes.
All right, we did it. We fixed it's a blimp improv. That's I love like improv a boat. Again.
This one's called The Late Train.
Choo-choo!
Susie got onto a train. After traveling about 1,000 miles, she got off.
1,000 miles? The train probably needs some water.
She arrived at her... And I would walk onto a train. After traveling about 1,000 miles, she got off. She arrived at her destination 45 minutes late. There had been no delays, and the train had picked her up on time. Why was it late?
Because of time difference.
Yeah, so time differences would make 45 minutes in there.
Okie dokie, already mokies.
Train was pregnant.
Train was pregnant.
Yeah, 45 minutes late.
Mm-hmm. Trains have fast.
It went around a mountain.
Oh, it went around a mountain on accident. Yeah.
Snow.
That's a good guess. Do you want to hear some hints?
Sure.
Yeah.
Does the lateness have anything to do with the trains having crossed from one time zone to another? Aaron, this is your question. What do you think the answer is?
No.
No, it's no, of course. At the time Amanda stepped onto the train, did its crew expect it to become late before she got off of it? No. Yes. The crew did expect for it to be late. Could this incident, for this reason, happen only at a particular time of year? Yes.
Leap year.
I know what this is.
It is.
This
it could
is
be
a,
snow.
What is it called? Murder on the Orient Express.
A Yeti.
A Murder on the Orient Express situation where a bunch of people go on a train. They all are connected to the same person and they all stab that person once. Also, late at night recently, I watched a video of how that Yeti doesn't work in that Disney World ride anymore.
What? Why?
It hasn't for a really long time. So it's that ride in Animal Kingdom, and it used to, the Yeti used to be like one of the biggest animatronics of all time, and it would reach down and like scoop. Do you know what I'm talking about, Otto? It would like reach down and scoop and look like it's going to grab you.
Yeah.
But the Yeti is working fine, but Disney World's super embarrassed about this. But because of the movement, it was messing with the structure, and in order to fix it, they'd have to completely tear down the mountain. It would be way too expensive. So instead, they added a strobe light in there, so it looks like the Yeti's moving, but really this huge animatronic that they spent so long building doesn't move at all. It's still really scary when you go through.
How do they add a strobe light to make it look like it's moving, but it...
It does. It looks like it's moving because you're moving.
Oh.
And then with the strobe light, it like looks like... And with the sound, like, it, I don't know.
Drugs you took when you went to Disney World.
Yeah, and then when you're on acid.
Yeah, I'm always tripping off my fucking balls when I'm in Disney World with kids.
It's also only like 3 seconds long, so it's enough to, I think, mess with your brain. But
hey, JPC, we can all see your penis.
Well, it's out.
See?
Yeah, thank you for that very brief scene of me showing my penis at Disney World.
But they said they're going to fix it eventually, but it's like a weird expensive mistake that Disney made.
Yeah, and damn. Disney's hard up for the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not making much.
No,
that cash flow not going well for old Walter Disney. Mm-hmm. Fuck
that's
those
a fun
people.
Fact that I know that was boring for everyone to hear. I sometimes can't sleep.
You guys are going to hate the answer to this riddle.
Okay.
During the night, I'm sorry.
Adults just resigned.
Because I think that you already okay. got it because they said the time change would not account for it. But again, I think that this is a pretty stupid answer. But it's during the night, which was the last Saturday in March, the time was advanced from standard time to daylight savings time. The engineer gained 15 minutes during the night, but the train was still late when Amanda got off of it.
Adol, what do you think?
I think that's a pretty good riddle.
You do?
Yeah.
Daylight savings time is the answer?
Daylight savings time is the answer.
But the train wouldn't be late because if something was going on during daylight savings time, that would be accounted in the trip. You would be like, no, daylight savings time doesn't surprise anyone. And the fact that they were like, and also they
stop
drove a little
quick,
faster.
Stop real quick.
Got
JBC, you're going to continue this rant.
Yeah.
You're on the phone. Aaron, you're the person who wrote this riddle. Mm-hmm. And it's 2 in the morning.
Mm. No. But also... Why 45 minutes? Is it just throw in the part about how they gained time, like they were trying to go faster?
Okay, please answer my question. You've kidnapped my son, and where is he?
First of all, I've already told you, your son has 10 hours of air left. And if you would solve my riddle, you could get to him on time.
Okay,
but my riddle involves you explaining yourself.
All right, listen, man, I have a quota of riddles I have to write. And sometimes they have to be bad, and sometimes their daylight savings is the answer.
Well, sometimes your Jeremy has to pay.
Okay,
sometimes
Jeremy,
he has to pay for
Jeremy
your bad
doesn't even
riddles.
Like riddles.
Please save me.
I wouldn't use your oxygen for that, Jeremy.
10 hours later, I'll be dead.
Oh, boy. Your kid fucking sucks.
I know that, but he's my kid. Please, please. All riddles.
Hold on.
All riddles are bad.
Okay, I agree. I will make you a deal.
Fine.
If you swear here and now to never again write another riddle, I will let your child go free.
All right, but here's the thing. There's a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called Hey Riddle Riddle. They're running out of riddles. People will stop listening. They freak out if they don't do enough riddles. We got to write more riddles, even if they're bad.
Why don't they just pivot? Why don't they just keep the bones
because
of the show?
Because their name is Hey Riddle Riddle. It's twice. The thing that they don't do is twice in their name.
I listen to Comedy Bang Bang, and that show's hardly ever funny. I'm saying the name does not make the podcast.
It does.
If these people were good at what they do,
it may as well
they
be called Hey Promise Promise, because we've promised you some riddles. Even if you listen to the first episode, we say puzzles and lateral thinking problems, whatever.
I will promise you this. Your son is dead unless you stop doing riddles.
Scene.
The audio you just heard was the closing moments of Hey Riddle Riddle. Mm-hmm. Aaron Keefe, JPC, and Honor of Five would like to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for your patronage. We want to thank you for sending emails, but the show will cease to exist. From now on, when you download this podcast, it will be the time of day told in a sexy voice as follows.
And what happened?
It's noon! Oh, baby, it's noon!
Stop!
Welcome to noon! Oh, look at that! Noon 01. Ooh, 1 minute into noon.
I don't know what's worse, the voice or calling 1201 noon 01.
I want an alarm to go off my phone every day that goes, welcome to noon. That, I'm like, oh, I'm halfway through my day.
That's also the sexiest voice I can muster.
Yeah.
KJ and, is dying.
And the best line from cut from Independence Day.
Welcome to noon.
Welcome to noon.
All right, I want to do one more.
It's PM. We're in PM now. It was AM before, now in PM.
This one's called Office. I'm sorry, the category here. There's a new category, Office Oddities. This one is called Stubborn Kevin.
Sounds a little bit like two dudes I know.
One person sounds like two dudes you know?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I remember one time my dad was talking to me about my little brother, whose name happens to be Kevin, and he was like, Kevin, he is the most stubborn person I've ever met. And I was like, Dad, have you met you? Have you met us? We're all the same.
This is my favorite NBC drama.
Yeah,
Have you met us?
Have you met us?
Have you met this
stubborn event? Kevin. Kevin went to buy a package of standard size paper. We have a special today, a sales clerk told Kevin. It's a better grade of paper, and it's cheaper, too. Kevin investigated and found that the paper on sale was the same size and color, but of a heavier weight than the paper he had in his hand. It would be less likely to jam in the printers or copiers than the paper he had chosen, and it was much less expensive. Why, therefore, did Kevin decline the paper on sale and retain his original choice? Man, you have everything you need.
Well, decline stands out because now I think it's the Kevin decline.
The Kevin decline?
Denise.
Denise.
I want those hints because I'm always interested.
Oh, Aaron's interested in hits.
I'm a curious woman.
All right, this is a stubborn Kevin. Did Kevin choose paper that was multiple part, tractor feed, or otherwise special or unusual?
Hold up.
I don't know.
What is tractor feed paper?
That's just paper you feed to pigs. No, the answer is no. So none of that shit matters because no.
You feed the pigs to the people.
Feed the paper to the pigs and the pigs to the people.
And the people say, this bacon tastes like paper. Was the sales clerk completely honest and accurate? Yes. Was the paper intended for an exotic use that was not reasonably expected by its manufacturer, such as paper mache or analysis under a microscope? No. What a bunch of weird clues.
I don't know.
Yeah, my guess here, because I don't know the answer to this, and I'm looking it up now, is that the paper was already had writing on it or something? It was like already used paper?
Yeah, newspaper.
Or is like blank on one side and had something else on the back? Yeah. I don't know. Aaron?
I'm thinking.
Paper airplanes.
Invisible ink.
Paper.
Is it invisible ink?
Is it invisible ink?
It was not invisible ink. That's a good guess.
When you pee on paper and it shows up?
If you pee on paper and then you rub it on a jellyfish, it neutralizes the sting. At the time, the times can be noon too.
When do you think the show stopped being good?
Oh, as soon as I opened my fuckboy mouth.
We did an Instagram live earlier and someone asked the question, were Aaron and JPC your first choice of co-hosts, I assume, to Adel.
God.
Mm-hmm. Adel, what's the answer to that question?
The answer is yes. I think I've talked about this before, but
you've also talked about how you don't have a lot of friends.
I don't have any friends. Because you two repeatedly leave immediately after the recording. JPC and I had talked for a while, 10 months or so, about doing a show together. And
we sat in a room for 10 months and we're like, let's hash this out.
And then we used up all the air. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to bring you in. So it was going to be the two of us, and then we were like, Aaron's undeniably great. We should adjust what the the idea for the show is to make room for Aaron.
Well, welcome to noon.
Wow, welcome to noon. Damn. Welcome to noon.
Damn.
Are you ready for this, guys?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The answer to this? Any other guesses? It matters what he was using the paper for. So everything about the paper is true. It's heavier. It's cheaper. Better quality. Doesn't jam the printer.
Is this a Papa John's pizza?
It's a Papa
paper,
John's pizza.
Better quality?
Better quality? I said the N-word. Papa John's.
Oh, God.
That guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That guy was the guy who, like, took away all of his employees' health care because he was like, Obamacare takes away your health care. And it's like, no, you run a pizza business. Oh, but he's gone now. He's laying in his grave. Papa John's Smattery.
I think we just need the answer.
Okay, here's the answer. Kevin was going to use the paper and airmail letters to correspondents overseas. To save postage, he wanted a paper as light as possible, even if it was expensive and occasionally jammed his printer. A quick cost-benefit analysis would tell him that the time that he uses to unjam the printer and the less expensive cost of the paper that he's buying is going to net him a profit, but Kevin's a fucking idiot, so what are you going to do?
You call him and say, are you okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's what you do with idiots. You call them and you ask them, are you okay?
And how many phone calls do you get a day? I'm too tired to do this. Adel, you're nice.
You're too tired, and yet you still find a way to tear me down.
I tried and then I gave up. It should be a positive thing that it takes so much work to tear you down. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but goddamn, we make it look good.
Adel, say something mean to me so the world feels balanced again.
I'm glad I invited you on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. My heart. It hurts. It hurts.
Oh, no. I think you have heart disease.
This changed my life. He also asked me to do world news. Oh, my God.
You ate all that salt.
I did eat all the salt. You're right about me eating all the salt.
Speaking of salt, let's go play in the salt box, but change a few letters around.
Would you like to change those letters around and make it the sandbox, the segment that we do on the show?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Let's. Why don't we do that?
Hey, Aaron and JPC.
Uh huh.
Grab your shovel. Grab your buckets.
Okay.
Because we're going to the beach.
Are you sure?
Are you serious?
No.
Are we actually going to the beach?
Us. Wait, what's...
You motherfucker.
Sandbox.
No. You said beach vacation. That's what you said.
Hi, Sandy. We're going to the beach.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, it's me.
This is not about you.
This is me popping out of the sand.
I bought a new boogie board.
We love to be in the sandbox. We are very mad at Adel right now because of what he promised
us. Just to describe Erin right now, she's holding a boogie board. She has one dollop of suntan lotion on her nose.
I have an old-timey bathing suit on and a look of disappointment on my face.
I brought Capri Sun for everyone.
Oh, we're back on top.
Oh, good. Okay.
Aaron, to you, what is an old-timey bathing suit?
You know exactly what I mean.
Old-timey for you, Aaron. It's like 1991.
Down to my knees.
Blue and white stripes down to your knees as you're being leaned back by a sailor who's kissing you in Times Square.
I know who I am.
Welcome, Sandy. We got a sandbox segment. We're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. It's great to be back.
There's a little noise you made. You went like you were exhausted. Like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Well, listen. Rewind 30 seconds and then he'll know why.
You dragged me out of my house.
That's right.
Literally.
Because we're going to the beach.
Having dinner with my family and you dragged me out and you're like, it's time for the sandbox.
I don't know why I said we're going to the beach when a sandbox
is in a playground.
Is in a playground.
No one knows why you said that.
Never is.
You know, you could have named this.
It's a portable beach that you bring to the suburbs.
A sandbox at the beach is just driftwood.
You could have named this segment after going to the beach. There is sand there as well,
but your name's not beach wise.
What?
It's called the sandbox because his name is Sandy.
Let's start the best
yes,
segment.
I think what Sandy's saying is there's also sand at the beach.
Yeah.
The name of the segment could have been Grease too.
I like that one.
There's no Sandy in Grease too. Hold on, that's only in Grease one.
Sandy, thank you so much for coming by. What a great segment this has been.
We always love when you come by and give us these brain teasers.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I got more stuff for you. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit from the last few times, and we're going to do music instead of movies.
Fun.
You up for some music riddies?
We just talked about Grease two, so of course we're up for music.
Name two songs from Grease 2.
Reproduction and Bowl Tonight.
Uh-oh.
Go fuck yourself.
That's three.
I've seen that movie a dozen times.
That's three songs.
Well, you solved my first
Joe Piscopo's best work.
Okay, so here's the way this this puzzle works. I'm going to give you a band and a song from a different band, and you're going to tell me how they go together. So, for example, if I said AC/DC and Jailhouse Rock.
Elvis Presley.
You would say Highway to Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
Oh.
With me?
Okay.
I'm going to be very bad at this,
but I understand.
I just know. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here's your first one.
Okay.
The Beatles and Crazy in Love.
What are some popular Beatles songs?
I Want to Hold Your Hand and Beyonce.
Beyonce.
If you like it.
All you need is love's got me looking. Got me looking so.
Okay.
So Beyonce has to be the second part of it. So what song would Let It Beyonce?
Let It Beyonce works. Wait, works? What? Was that not the answer?
No, it's the answer. There might be others.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the one I came up
with. It's the one you.
The Beatles had about what? You know, 300 songs.
Good hits, yeah.
Yeah, they had. Yeah. How many times did they sing about?
Start with me.
Bees. Did they ever sing about bees?
Rain.
Bee.
Octopuses, which are bees for the water.
There you go. Here's another one. Hotline Bling. Is that still relevant? And
I mean, what's relevant? Yeah, they're all songs.
And Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ooh.
I got it. I don't know if it's if
don't
it's
Drake
be
my heart.
My Drakey
well,
Drakey heart.
My Drakey Drakey heart.
It's very close to that.
Don't Drake my heart, my achy Drakey heart. What is it? No,
it's
break my heart, my achy Drakey heart.
It's Drakey Breaky heart.
My Drakey Breaky heart. So we didn't hold on. We didn't get a that works or that would work on any of those. Specifically that one is Drakey Breaky.
Because the song isn't called.
Oh, that was called my Drakey Breaky heart.
Okay. There are rules, JPC.
What is the song called? I don't know
what
the song
is. It's called Achy Breaky
Heart. It's just called Achy Breaky Heart. Gotcha.
You put Drake at the beginning and you get Drakey Breaky
Heart. Drakey Breaky Heart.
You put Drake at the beginning.
Don't Drake my heart.
My Drakey Breaky Heart. All right.
What if Billy Ocean and Call Me Maybe?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
What is Billy Ocean saying?
Caribbean Queen
of the Night. Caribbean.
That's not the right Billy Ocean song?
That's the wrong Billy Ocean song.
How many fucking Billy Ocean songs can there be? Got me scared in the same dream.
That's a good one, though.
And our hearts would
be if we sing all of Caribbean Queen, will that help us?
No more love on the road.
Carly Rae Jepsen Queen.
That was my mom's ringtone while I was in high school, was Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Oh. Yeah.
Could you give us a hint?
I mean, I...
I don't think we know any other Billy Ocean songs.
How could there possibly be other Billy Ocean songs?
Are all his songs, Caribbean is known for its pristine water.
Uh-huh.
Is it all his songs about ocean
Did
water?
Did he sing Get Out of Your Dreams and Into My Car?
Indeed.
Oh, Into My Carly Rae Jepsen.
Into My Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yay!
And Into My Car. Okay.
Lee Ray Jepsen?
All right,
we got With or Without You and The Spin Doctors. This one's easy. I know you want to say Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
No, I want to. I'm going to say Two Princes.
You Two Princes.
Yeah.
Spin Doctor is a big part of the show.
Yeah.
As per our Justin McElroy.
Yeah, we talked about that. I didn't know the name of that song because it shouldn't be called Two Princes.
It should be called
Just Go Ahead.
Just Go Ahead Now. Yeah.
How about this one? I don't know if you're going to know. You'll know this song for sure.
If we know two songs from Grease 2, we know it.
Yeah.
I
mean, the collective three of us know two songs from Grease 2.
Here you go. Friends in Low Places is the song, and the band is the Archies.
Ooh. Garth Brooks and Dunn.
So
I thought it was Dolly Parton.
The Archies had a very famous hit.
Jughead.
Wait, did the Archies sing the Friends theme song?
No, that's the
that's Shangri-La. The Remembrance.
A bunch of claps.
That's the Remembrance.
That was just a bunch of claps.
But I had to show my kids Friends last night for the first time.
They had to watch it.
Were they into Phoebe? There's a good reason for it.
I feel like kids love Phoebe. Would you like to know why?
Yes.
I went to a sitcom party this weekend where we got a script for a sitcom Christmas episode and we reenacted it. And the one that I was in with my wife and my son and my daughter was Friends, the Christmas episode. I don't know if you remember, with the holiday armadillo.
Yes.
Yeah,
we remember.
Unfortunately,
yeah, right. We all know.
I'm just upset.
Is that the one that they watched?
So then we came home, and the next day they were like, "Let's watch a sitcom." And I was like, "What are you? Who asked to watch a? Oh, you want to watch the episode that we recreated?" So we would watch the And then now
we want to see Ross try and put on leather pants.
Right.
And get stuck.
Yeah.
All kids want that.
What did they think?
They loved it. And now they're going to watch all 9 seasons of it or however many there
ten.
Are.
10. There are 10 seasons of Friends.
Okay.
To say 9 would be ignorant.
No, because once Paul Rudd comes into the mix, it's garbage.
The 10th season. The 10th season, they all made $1 million per episode. Yeah, would you like me to go take $12 million away from Matt LeBlanc? Like it just never happened?
It's all going this up his nose 24. Anyway.
Is that a thing you can do?
I would love to take $24 million away from Matt LeBlanc.
He's been begging for an excuse to
it
do that.
It happened when that Baseball 8 movie came out.
Matt, do not make me come to where you are and take $24 million from you, my man.
LeBlanc check is what they call him because he has all that money.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, guess which character I played?
Ross. You're a total Ross.
You played Phoebe. That's,
No. Ross was what I thought I should play too, and then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna challenge myself. I went for Chandler.
You went for Chandler.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, and it worked because my wife played.
Every Ross in this world thinks he's a Chandler. Let me just say that.
No, the difference is I don't.
Every Ross thinks he's a Chandler.
Nothing is true.
I know.
No, I'm the funny, likable one that does the quips. Your ass is a paleontologist.
I know the answer now.
Okay, go
I've on. Got friend. I've got the theme song to Friends in Low Places.
Well, that song must have a name.
Yeah, clap, 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 it's clap. Called Two Princes.
The Rembrandts. So Garth Brooks is the answer.
Correct.
But I don't know what the Archies sing.
Is so there, it ends in the syllable Gar.
Terry Gar.
The song Gar. About Terry Gar.
It no. ends in the syllable Gar.
It's more like Gur.
Gurr.
Gurr.
The Archie Tiger. Sang, oh my God.
Yeah, grass. We need a better hint. Stop whistling a song and tell us.
Well, that's your hint.
Wait.
You don't accept the hint.
No? I'm ready. I'm ready. I whistle it again.
Sugar.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ooh, candy.
So Sugarth Brooks.
Sugarth Brooks. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sugarth Brooks.
Thank you.
Sorry.
And you thought Hotline Bling was going to go over our heads.
All right, here we go.
These are so good. They deserve people who are serious and good and smart.
If it was Hotline Bling and Aha, it would be Drake on Me.
Drake on me.
Get him off me.
There you go, Addie. You just blew Drake from ever coming on our show. We'll never get Drake now.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm Too Sexy with UB40. Boy, these are relevant.
Fred Wine. Fred Wine. Fred sure. Red Wine.
Fred Red Wine is the...
Fred Wine. Okay.
Yeah, but dabba doo.
Before He Cheats and the Beach Boys.
Carrie Underwood.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Oh.
You just blended it
together. You have given me...
No, I helped you.
No, it's like you
was a real bump set spike situation. Bless you. And
bless
then Aaron
you.
Just barf sneezed.
That stays in.
Wouldn't it be nothing?
It surprised me, and I almost didn't make it.
I got one for that. Aaron just sneezed, so it's God bless you only knows where I'd be without you.
I guess, dude.
Sam, thanks for coming by. There's no place to go from here but down.
I want one more.
All right, here's one more.
God bless you only knows where I'd be without you.
Sandy's laughing at that. Let it be known.
Sandy likes it.
No, I'm just questioning my life choices.
You should be questioning my life choices.
Yes.
Billy Joel and Hey-ya.
Hey-ya, Outcast. Piano cast.
Billy Joel.
Heart Attack, tack. Andre 3000.
Mama O'Leary left a note on the
cast.
Door. She said, Sonny, go
on. Moving out.
Moving out cast.
Moving out cast.
I said moving up cast. I combine moving out and Uptown Girl.
There you go.
So it's moving out cast. That's great.
That's my favorite.
Thank you.
Are there any more? Can we maybe have a bonus?
Sure.
Can we maybe have a bonus?
Can we have a bonus?
No, those are all the bands and songs that are
Wait,
could possibly get together.
Well, real quick, before we do the last one, can I do a quick segment?
Sure.
It's not. I guess it's just a discussion topic.
Show.
It's not a segment.
It's your fucking
Garth
show.
Garth Brooks was actually my first concert I ever went to. What was everyone's first concert?
Okay, so
I've
had this question before. First concert or first like cool concert? Like
first concert ever. So Garth Brooks, I went. My mom and dad took me. It was the Ohio State Fair,
mm-hmm.
and I was probably 6 or something. And all I remember is the Thunder Rolls because like there was a lot of mood lighting. and like a deep rumble bass. So that was the first concert that I was taken to that I saw. My first cool concert where I like paid my own money was Puff Daddy and the Family with Busta Rhymes opening.
Nice. That had to be a bad show.
No, it was Lil' Kim, it was Mace, it was the whole crew was there.
I didn't know Mace was there.
It was very bad.
The first concert I ever went to was Ray Charles. I was like four or five. I was young, and I played with a penny on the floor the whole time.
Nice.
So if I had said the first cool concert, what would be your answer?
So I mean, like,
because Ray Charles is cool as hell.
It's cool, but it's like I didn't get to see that concert. I was playing with a penny on the floor. I was bored, and I was a little kid. The first concert that I like was excited about and went
Yellow
to by
card.
Choice. No, it was my dad when I was in like seventh or eighth grade. Took me to Aerosmith with Tool opening up. Ooh, and
what a combo!
Not into Tool. But was super into Aerosmith because my dad liked Aerosmith, and it was great. It was a fun concert.
Well, because love in an elevator.
Well, yeah, because my dad fell in love with an elevator, famously. Don't make me tell the story.
Yeah.
So here's my dad.
Aaron?
I'm trying to – I think – this is embarrassing. I think just the Chieftains. I think my family went often. The Irish band.
Oh, yes.
The Proclaimers?
Yeah. We went to that, I think, a lot when I was like elementary school age. But then my first cool one, I'm trying to think of like it was my taste in music and I decided to go. Maybe like 13, like Regina Spektor or Guster or Andrew Bird or something.
I became friends with the drummer for Guster.
Shut up.
Brian Rosenworcel.
Can stop it? Can you?
That sounds like four fake names.
Brian Rosenworcel.
Sandy, what about you? First concert?
Guildenstern.
Actually, it's been mentioned on this list. You want to guess?
AC/DC.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
It was Carly Rae Jepsen 2 years ago.
It was last night. It was Carly Rae Jepsen.
My first two concerts were stadium concerts of Billy Joel with my parents.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah.
And that was really cool. And I think I saw him another time on my own. Yes, and the...
Wow, you just yes-handed yourself. What an improviser.
I got...
That's as far as I got.
Free tickets to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden like 4 years ago. We were like third row, and I was like, this will be fine. Like, Billy Joel's fine. And it ended up being one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Because every song, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot he sings everything.
Right.
Like, I was like, I'll know two songs. And I was like, I know 45 of these songs.
Right.
And I also sat very close to Kevin James. He was in our row.
Really?
This story has been nothing but bragging.
It was very cool.
I think that wouldn't be that cool. I think that'd be a terrible smell.
Well, now you just knocked Kevin James off the guest list.
Smell like
for this
Paul
show.
Smell like success.
Okay, I want
success
one more
smells
Sandy
terrible.
Said it
forever.
Smelled like Paul Farts. Anyone? All right.
Did he write Paul Blart?
He was in it.
He was?
Oh, my God.
He was the titular Blart.
Stop it. Stop.
I caught a drumstick from his drummer, the third Billy Joel concert.
I thought you caught the ice cream, a drumstick from Kevin James. Like, he was probably not letting that go.
I caught HPV from the lead singer,
from
Maynard
James.
Keenan.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, here's the last one.
Okay.
I Believe I Can Fly, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Puff the Magic Kelly Dragon. On the mountain.
What's the other
California
Paul
Dream?
No, that's
Cal
Mamas and the
Kelly
Papas. That's Mamas and the
Dream.
Papas.
Wait, what was the?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
What's the other
saying?
One that they do?
Mm-hmm. It's not
the other one that they
it's
do.
It's California Dreamin' and
it's not Puff the Magic Dragon.
Wait, what's the name of the band who does that song?
Which song?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
No. R. Kelly is the other one.
R. Kelly.
Yes, thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Kelly. Oh,
bless you, Aaron.
Sorry.
Well, you know all the syllables.
God bless you.
Kelly.
Only knows where I'd be without you, Carrie.
R. Kelly. Both of the syllables are in the thing.
It's just the last syllable of Kelly.
Lee.
R. Kelly, leave it to Beaver. Leave song.
Leaving
on a jet plane.
There you go.
Wow.
R. Kelly leaving on a jet plane.
I would say John Denver is my favorite version of that song. That's probably why it didn't come to mind.
Right? I think R. Kelly's version is great.
Okay.
that opinion doesn't age well.
Trapped on a jet plane?
There's a
parts one through 12.
A YouTube video of John Denver and Cass Elliott from the Mamas and the Papas singing Leaving on a Jet Plane, and it will soothe you, I promise.
Okay. She choked to death on a chicken bone.
Okay. Thank you for nothing, and thanks for nothing, and thank you for nothing.
And didn't John Denver crash on a jet plane?
I've had just about enough of this, Cass.
Sorry, I keep bragging. Didn't John Denver die on a plane? smug.
Yeah, maybe don't watch that video.
Well, the seagulls are calling you back to the ocean. Sandy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Because I'm a bird.
Sandy, before birds take you back to the sea, is there anything new that you've been up to? Anything that you would like to plug?
Actually, the last time I was on, I teased a secret project that I was going to be able to talk about the next appearance, and now I can talk about it, except it's almost over. It all happened in the month between. So
this will come out in 2022.
By the time you hear this, maybe there'll be another one. I teamed up with Field Notes, which is a local company that make little notebooks, and we made an ARG, which is an alternate reality game. So we've been running this online puzzle hunt for the last month that's about to wrap up.
That's so cool. Amazing.
It's very cool. I'm sure you can go back, and it's still all going to be online forever, and you can solve all the puzzles yourself if you want.
Where can people see you do a Friends Table Read?
My friend's living room.
Great.
Or Matt LeBlanc's apartment.
Great. And that's called a sit communal.
It is now.
And when you say your friend's living room, you mean your living room is a shrine to the show Friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm on Twitter at PZLR, where I post puzzles daily.
Warning, it makes you mostly angry if you are dumb like me.
Oh, yeah. I tried a couple of these things, and I was like, no fucking way.
Cool. Like 20 minutes. They're so
Thanks
good.
Thanks for making it sound welcoming.
No, it's so welcoming. It's so good.
I do think that, and this is no fault of yours, but there are some people that comment on them that are pretty smug, and it's... Okay, smug people commenting on the Puzzler Twitter. We get it. You're smart
You're
and
jealous.
Cool.
You're jealous.
Oh, I would do it. If I knew it, I would be so fucking smug out there.
Well, how do they express their smugness?
Just by knowing.
By knowing the answer.
So
answering it correctly.
There are people that will post because you like do like sequence puzzles, and they'll post like a clue to the sequence, and then someone will like comment on it, and they'll be like, "You're getting closer," and then they'll say another word of the sequence, and it's like, "Hey, buddy, I don't need your help doing this puzzle."
Well,
I have seen.
Hold on, I'm going to grab some of these people's names and dox. Let me dox the fuck out of them right now. No, but I do love it. I follow you, and they're very, very difficult for stupids like me.
Well, I think the problem is that you see one and it's maybe like a really hard one, and then you think, well, these are going to be impossible. And then you go to the next one, and you think, well, I clearly can't possibly solve this one. But really, it's just... They're not always that hard.
Once you crack it, it's so satisfying. It's fantastic.
And I have cracked a couple. And do you do them like the New York Times crossword where they get easier throughout the week? Yes. They get harder throughout the week.
Right. I definitely make Mondays intentionally easy. Mondays almost always follow the pattern of here's a list of words. The same word can go before it or after it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like this Monday I did words that could go before the word life. And then that was the pattern. You just had to figure out another word. And
there
was
like so-called.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
You got it, Adel. Nice. Good job.
But then they
Serial
get
comma.
Harder. And I wouldn't say they get progressively harder throughout the week, but they definitely are easier on Mondays.
Awesome. Well, check it out, the Mystery League. Mm-hmm. And that was at PLZR.
Nope.
Oh, hold on. That's Pleaser. PLZR is mine. That is my Twitter for widowers.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Hold on. They need the Pleaser.
Stop.
Sandy, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks.
Yay, thank you.
Love, keep it, or hate, riddle.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Salty.
Thank you, Salty Sandy. And we'll see you in the new shore.
Thank you, Salt.
All right, JPC. You know it would be pretty sweet if you hit us with a listener submitted riddle.
Okay, this listener submitted riddle comes from Paul Dewey. And they say, hello, my name is Paul Dewey. Well, I already said that, Paul, so.
And tell Paul Huey and Paul Louie, fuck you.
Really? That's what we're going to do? I know Paul Dewey. And I know Paul Huey. I know Paul Louie.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
DuckTales, woo! A man and his wife are going out for a date.
His wife?
They've been planning this for months, and the husband has gotten his entire outfit specified just for him. Let's go get dessert first, Kevin says. How about some pie? Sounds amazing, Susie says. Race to the car like we used to? He doesn't answer.
Oh, I hate that part.
I hate this couple.
He doesn't answer, but instead begins running. After a few steps, his shoe breaks, and he falls to the ground in pain.
Shoe is chocolate.
Forget pie. I want to sink my teeth into some cobbler. Why does he suddenly want cobbler?
Because his shoe broke. He wants a cobbler to fix his shoe. Cobblers make shoes. Daniel Day-Lewis studied shoe-making cobbler.
Because he sees blood and it reminds him more of cobbler.
Is the man not used to running? No, he still runs on a regular basis. Were the man's shoes recently worked on? Yes.
Shoes were wooden. Cobbler.
Yeah, Adel is correct. The man's shoes were repaired by a cobbler. I do have to do a full stop on you, Adel. Do you think cobblers only repair wooden shoes? And do you think wooden shoes are still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in Dutchland wear wood shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This man's Dutch.
Okay, so there's a lot wrong with this sentence. So skis? We don't know where to begin.
Skis are wood shoes.
Adel, if I categorized you as an adult...
Aren't they something different thing now?
If I categorized you as an adult idiot, would that be correct?
No.
Idiot adult.
Because I have the mentality of a 12-year-old.
The man's shoes were just repaired by his cobbler and has become angered by them breaking. Now that he's fallen because of a broken shoe, he wants to go commit assault on this cobbler.
Oh.
Also, there's a good chance that Kevin's a cannibal.
This guy got angry at his shoes for breaking. What are his shoes? Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
what are they,
God.
What are his shoes? Aaron in a World News Show?
Scene. I don't break in World News Shows.
Yes,
I
you
only
do.
Break
you
in
always
world
do.
Shows. I only break it, you two idiots all the time.
We're
like
a big part of those
scene.
Shows. I would just like to say thank you to Paul Dewey. He says, love the podcast. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Sorry, JBC, I cut you off.
No, it's just Paul Dewey.
Idea.
He gives a fuck about this guy.
I have a scene idea.
I would like to see...
Let's all pitch our three scene ideas.
And then we'll pick
vote
the best.
We'll vote
okay.
on them.
I would like to see a scene between the two of you. JBC, you're an old-timey cobbler.
Uh-huh.
And Adel, you're going in to just really rip him apart.
Okay. My idea for the scene is that the two of you are a couple that used to race to the car.
Oh.
Okay. My scene idea for the scene is, Aaron, you pitch a scene where I'm a very old cobbler and Adel is coming in to rip me a new one.
All right,
and this is a story that never ends.
This is a story that never ends.
I've got a river and the whole cobbler. Okay, Aaron.
Let's do Aaron's scene. Let's
yes,
do Aaron's scene.
Aaron's
so old-timey cobbler,
yes.
And I'm going to chew him out.
Yeah.
Listen here.
Oh, yes, sir.
You there.
Oh, let me hold on. Now let me get my glasses on and get a little look at you. Yes. Oh.
Yes, I was in here last week and
okay.
bought a pair of wooden shoes, and they broke while I was racing my wife to the car.
Oh, Your Majesty, I didn't recognize you. The King of Dutchland.
Yes, and by car, I mean horses. A carriage drawn by horses.
Yes, it's the past. It's the very distant past.
Now, give me three reasons why I shouldn't have you beheaded.
One, I fall in love with you. Two, you're like a dream come true. Three, and now it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, repeat step one through three. Five, I'm making for shoes for you.
I said three reasons,
and
you gave me five.
At the end of the song, you realize I have backed you into a trapdoor.
Oh,
Paul.
No.
I'm so happy you did my scene. All right, Adam, we'll do your scene. All right, ready?
Okay.
Babe.
What?
Babe.
What? What?
Baby, baby, baby.
What
baby.
Do you want?
Crab Rangoon. I want that. And then also, come here.
What?
Let me squish your little face.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
You're like a dream come true.
You're like, I was going to say.
Two.
You're like,
just want to be
oh my God,
with you. Three.
Hold on. I just was.
And
go I thought maybe we'd race
to
the car like we used to.
You're the only one for me. Yeah. Four. Repeat steps. Race to car.
Babe.
Five. I make a car a fun franchise.
You make the car a fun franchise?
All right, let's see.
All right, let's see JPC scene. All right, JPC, I want to see a scene with you and Adel. And JPC, I want you to be an old-timey cobbler. And Adel, I want you to go in and really tear him apart.
Okay. I hate this podcast.
You can email this podcast at hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
What
you
about
can,
Twitter and Instagram?
We don't have them yet.
Oh,
Aaron,
my God. Wait.
Why would
we? Dude, Aaron, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
You can find us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. We also will never be on Snapchat because we don't understand it.
No. Too much teens.
Too many teens. You can also subscribe to our Patreon. $5 a month gets you breakfast in bed.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Also, we are often at World News Tonight at the IO Theater in Chicago. It is 8 and 10 on Saturdays. It is really fun. If you are a fan and you are there, be sure to say hi. Someone sent me a message on Instagram saying they wanted to come up to us last night and have us sign their ticket, but they got too nervous.
Aww.
Don't be nervous. We will do, we won't do whatever you want, but we'll talk to you and we'll be nice.
Yeah, and we'll sign your ticket.
Yeah, I'll sign your ticket.
We had a man from Toronto who came last night.
Yeah.
Two brothers came. One, I don't think, listened to the podcast, but they were both nice.
I'm just someone's brother.
Yeah.
Please
don't think I'm a fan.
I'm not a fan. I'm just a man's brother.
One of my favorite things is before our World News show, there was somebody I met who was it was two people who were a fan of Magic Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a third person with them. And the two people were like, oh, we love Magic Tavern. So, like, thank you for saying hi. I'm like, yeah, of course. And then the third person made a point to come up to me and they went, sorry, I don't know who you are. And I'm like, I don't
know who you are.
I'm like, I was just stopping to say hi to these people. I don't give a shit.
And if you're looking for someone else who doesn't give a shit, you can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly or on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Aaron, where can people follow you?
AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. It's private, but you can still follow me. I just don't want all my exes to see my new photos.
Yeah.
It's not about you guys. It's about my exes.
Mm-hmm. Lots of exes.
And describe some of your new photos.
My new photos, lots of just pictures of my niece. And that's basically it.
No, your
knees.
New photos.
Your
oh, my
knees.
New photos. Oh, my knees.
And Aaron, just so I'm clear about your exes, all your exes live in...
Jupiter!
Phoebe, pee, 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 pee.
Hey, riddle. Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.